Did you know that tennis players are not allowed to swear when they're playing at Wimbledon? We've got all sorts of fun and interesting facts and more coming up.
We got lots of info, let's rock and roll, it's Did You Know with Ryan O.
Hello and welcome to this episode of Did You Know with Ryan O. In case you didn't know, I'm Ryan O, this is my show and I know exactly what you're thinking. Not being able to swear, that's a bunch of BS. In today's episode, we're going to have lots of fun and excitement, and you might even learn something. You see, here in this podcast, we go over pop culture references, some fun, interesting facts, some crazy stories, and whatnot, and we're going to have a good time along the way. So without further ado, let's go into our first segment known as Rhino and the Mailbox of Doom. And that's where I go into my magical mailbox and find out some opinions and thoughts from you, the listener of this podcast. On the Book of Faces, known as Facebook, we asked a couple of questions from episodes past. A little while ago, we asked, what's your favorite film genre? And we got certain responses such as comedy, action comedy, drama, mystery, rom-coms, musical comedies, chick flicks, real life stories, and that's what we got for that particular question. We also asked you, how did you spend your New Year's Eve? And one of our friends said, put the baby down for the night, watch TV, switched to the ball drop with about 30 seconds to spare, drank champagne, had a quick smooch, and went back to watching whatever show we were already watching. Another response was with friends and music. And that would be all the questions that we asked on Facebook. The Facebook page, of course, is Did You Know with Ryan O. In our email bag, we've got all sorts of silly things going on. For example, according to Under Armour, if you want 50%, you can do so with the special coupon. Oh, it's spam. Yikes. Never mind. We actually don't have any emails to go over in the email bag. But we can change that. You can always email us, didyouknowryano@gmail.com. And what's happening on the Twitter page? Absolutely, positively nothing. Sing it again. So that's what's happening with the Mailbox of Doom. So let's talk about what's been happening lately. Lately, I've been trying a whole bunch of new recipes because I like making food. It's something I didn't ever think that I would be into when I was like in high school or college, but being able to, you know, experiment and try new things has kind of been a unique, rewarding experience. And so I'm going to talk about some of the cool things that you can try. This is for people who don't cook very often. So let's say you're young and experienced in the kitchen and you want to try to put together a good meal. Well, let's go over what a good meal could be. This particular one I'm calling Crocos. It's chicken tacos. The ingredients are fairly simple. What you're going to need is either a breast of chicken or a couple of cutlets. And you're going to need some tortillas, shredded cheese, a lime, some taco seasoning, which you can get either in your spice aisle or your international foods aisle. Say shredded cheese, and some salsa. Doesn't have to be fancy, just something with a tiny bit of flavor. So what you're going to do is hopefully you have a crock pot. If you don't have a crock pot, there's another way of working around it. So let's say you do have a crock pot. You're going to put your chicken in with some salt and pepper and some of the taco seasoning. And then you're going to zest the lime, put some lime zest in it. If you don't want to do that, that's okay. Just cut the lime in half and just squirt in all the lime juice. You could do this regardless of whether you have a zester or not. Just cut the lime in half, squeeze it all in there. And then you can add in that sauce just to cover the chicken so it's like nice and coated. I usually use like half a jar of the salsa. And then I cover the lid and set it on low for like 6 to 8 hours. And then afterwards, you just shred it. You take two awesome forks, just shred it. And then after you've shredded it, you've got your chicken ready to go. And you can put that in your tortillas with some cheese. If you want to do some tomatoes or lettuce, that's on you. If you want to do some guacamole, that's on you as well. And so that's going to be Croco's. It's going to be a fun meal that you can experience. Next time I go over some meals, I'll probably talk about General Tso's chicken in a pot or in a skillet. Now, going back to if you don't have a crock pot, that's okay. Just cook the chicken with the taco seasoning, salt and pepper, and the lime juice in a little skillet or a like a frying pan or whatnot. Just set it in there until it's nice and cooked through. And you can even marinate it in the salsa overnight if you want to. You don't have to, but you've got lots of options. Croco's are fun and easy. Got to go with it. So yeah, next time we'll talk about General Tso's chicken. See how that goes. That's what I'm experimenting with this week. So we went to McDonald's the other day, and it's a unique experience because I don't often go to McDonald's. Normally, if I do fast food, it's tacos or it's pizza or it's like chicken sandwiches, chicken tenders, that sort of thing. So I don't normally go to McDonald's. But for breakfast, I was feeling it. And I got their cinnamon melt, which if you don't know, it's like a little cinnamon bread with icing in a bowl. And it's okay. It used to be a lot better. You see, back in the day, McDonald's had this cinnamon roll that was ooey and gooey and delicious and flavorful and fluffy, and it was fantastic. I would eat like one of those a week. It was great for like back when I was in middle school and high school. Didn't want to have a Pop-Tart, so I went over and got one of those. Or I didn't want to have cereal. I wanted to get something warm and fun. So I'd get one of those on my way to school and have a good old time. But about halfway through high school, they switched over from the cinnamon rolls to the cinnamon melts. And it was a very sad day because the cinnamon melts, I think they're coated more in butter, so it makes them a little bit more crispy. But the crispiness gets rid of some of the flavor. You don't taste the cinnamon aspect of it or the icing anymore. It mostly just tastes like butter in a bowl. And it loses some of the awesome flavor that I think was necessary to make that cinnamon roll what it is. That being said, am I going to eat one? Of course. But I just want to complain about how it's not as amazing as it used to be. But speaking of things that are amazing, when moving into a new town and you're trying to figure out places to go and places to eat, you want to try to figure out where exactly you want to do your thing. We found an awesome Mexican restaurant down the street. By that I mean like 5 miles away, and it's great. And we did that by searching it on Google and then seeing some reviews and seeing what people like. But also we asked around. Like I asked my barbers, like, hey, if you were to eat this type of food, what would you get? And like for pizza, they're like, well, there's these guys that are just down the street that are pretty cool. Because I'm trying to find some new food that's not chain. I mean, of course you could get like Domino's or Pizza Hut or Little Caesars or whatnot anywhere. But to find a nice mom and pop, I call it mom and pop, but I mean as a local joint, to go to a local establishment, you know, eat local, support local, to try to get one of those awesome things, that's a fun experience. And you can take your friends and family to it, and they can try it out as well. So if you're in a new area and you're trying to find some awesome food, ask around. Just ask people while you're out and about. Be like, hey, I'm new here. If you were to go for this type of food, where would you go? And then if you get like three or four people who are like, hey, you've got to try this thing. Well, you might want to give it a go. But you also want to cross-reference results on Google or Yelp or whatever, just to make sure that they're not just, you know, workers there or something and they're forced to tell you that. Or people on those Yelp reviews might be workers there who are also forced to tell you that. So just be wary. Sometimes the reviews are not always accurate, and sometimes recommendations, you got to just trust someone you know as well. So like if you move into a new area and you've got a friend in that area, go with what your friend says, unless they have terrible taste. And then that's, well, you got to take a gamble. But sometimes the bigger the risk, the bigger the reward. And speaking of rewarding experience, we'll be right back after a word from our sponsor.
Did you know with Rhino?
This episode has been brought to you by Everyday Cosplay Finds. Ever wanted to show off your favorite character or group of characters, but don't see things online that match your style? Then check out Everyday Cosplay Finds, bringing cosplay into your everyday. Go to Etsy.com/shop/EverydayCosplayFinds for more information. The 90s are back, people, and the best way to get prepared is to buy some scrunchies. But why would you buy some from Target where your mother-in-law, sister, or friend could get the same one? How embarrassing. When you could have a unique scrunchie of your own. From handmade scrunchies to homemade throw pillows, What's the Stitch is your one-stop shop to get everything you could want. At What's the Stitch, you can pick out the fabric or pattern you want, and she can make it just like you want it. You can check out What's the Stitch on their Instagram at What's the Stitch KP and on Facebook at What's the Stitch KP. And now back to our show.
Did you know with Rhino?
So lately I've been trying out a few different video games. I was trying out the Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order, which is kind of cool. It's like Uncharted meets Dark Souls, but also has that Star Wars element. It takes place in between episodes 3 and 4, and it's all about a Jedi who survived Order 66, which is where they eliminated all of the Jedi, or most of the Jedi, and is trying to reconnect with the Force and trying to recreate or reform a Jedi Order. It's pretty fun. Bits and pieces of it are rather difficult, but overall, I like it. If you like Star Wars, go for it. Why not? I've also been playing Assassin's Creed Odyssey, which is really fun. It's taking place during like Sparta and Athens, way back when, and you're trying to, you know, slowly find out things about who your family is, but you kind of have to like, you know, murder people in order to find out the information and help turn the tides on different struggling factions and whatnot. So it's lots of fun. You can upgrade your person along the way and do a lot of customization, and you can even get like a ship and fight other ships. It's pretty epic. If you like the Assassin's Creed games, I definitely recommend Odyssey. Also lately, I've been reconnecting with Star Wars Heroes on the iPad and whatnot. It's one of those fun mobile games where you get to collect different characters and have them fight in different ways. And it's kind of cool to have Darth Vader fight alongside with a young Anakin Skywalker, with Count Dooku and Luke Skywalker and, let's say, Qui-Gon Jinn all together to try to fight General Grievous. It's epic. I like it. So if you're interested in mobile games and want to find something that'll help you spend 20 minutes or 15 minutes here and there in order to get your day rocking and rolling, I recommend checking it out. It's on most of your mobile devices, And if you want to be an amigo with me on that game, just let me know. You can use me as your ally, and it'll help you progress through the game a lot better. And that's going to be Gaming in a Minute, which really means like 3 minutes. Also lately, I've been going back into Star Wars The Clone Wars, which is a CG animated series with amazing voice talent. It takes place in a timeline between Episode 2, Attack of the Clones, and Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith. It goes under some deep story arcs with Anakin Skywalker, Obi-Wan, a bunch of the clones, and Ahsoka Tano, which is Anakin's Padawan. And you even have like Count Dooku, Grievous. It's pretty dark. Some parts of it are light and friendly, but some parts of it are a little bit dark, and there's a whole bunch of character progression that goes through, and you get to see them build through these 6 or 7 seasons, and it's fun and exciting. I like it. So if you're into Star Wars and you're like, no, I don't think I should, you really should check out a few episodes just to get a handful of what it's really like to experience Star Wars, The Clone Wars. Switching gears a little bit. Lately, I've been trying to dabble in some yard maintenance work. I haven't done so in a long time because I lived in an area where I didn't have to. But now I'm the man of my own destiny. I'm in charge of our lawn, and I've been doing a decent job. It's fun walking down the street and seeing people who aren't taking care of those. And, you know, ours isn't the most amazing on the block, but at least it's not in the bottom 30%. So that's good news for what I've been doing with it. There are some fun tools that are like some string trimmers can also be edgers. And I found a way to utilize, I use electric ones. Not gas powered, but like not even cords, but like battery powered. And I found a way that I can swap out different batteries because they're all like interchangeable. And my blower and my trimmer, it's pretty cool. In order to swap them back and forth, in order to, you know, not have 7 batteries lying around and you burn out of one, so then you got to try to like scrounge for another or wait half a day to recharge it. You know, I've got a couple and just swap back and forth, rocking and rolling, and it's having a good time. Also listening to music while I'm out there doing my thing, which helps protect my ears from the outside sounds and, you know, keeps me entertained on what's happening around. A couple of times I've been interrupted by some people in our neighborhood because we got some people that are trying to sell you stuff, and it's like, hey, dude, I'm working on my yard. And they're like, oh, yeah, have you, we're trying to sell you this and this from this company. It's like, yeah, I'm working on my yard right now. They're like, okay, cool. So if you can do like 7 different things, I'm like, dude, working on my yard right now. They're like, okay, all right, cool. And like, I'm trying to be polite, but also like, I'm busy doing my stuff and I'm clearly being polite and not saying, maybe I should just be like, hey, not interested. But then I kind of sound like a jerk. It's weird, right? You get like this in-between spot where you're trying to be polite with the world, but you're also trying to do your own thing. I guess it's a kind of a balance that we all have to face when we're out and about in the world. I guess that's why so many people just like to stay inside and Netflix and whatever. Because why not? So with that, we're going to go into an awesome bit of trivia and some facts and whatnot. We actually have our fact of the day. And our fact of the day is that in 2017, there were more people who were killed from injuries caused by taking a selfie than by shark attacks. In 2017, there were only 5 deaths due to shark attacks, which is lower than the average. Average amount is about 6 deaths a year caused by sharks. But worldwide, there were 35 deaths caused by taking a selfie. So like, imagine someone taking a selfie and they're near like a, they're like, let's just assume Grand Canyon, and they're taking a photo, but they're trying to get a better angle. So they're looking at the photo with the giant crevice behind them, and they're just slowly walking back and back, and they trip and fall and splat, stuff like that. It's silly. It's weird, right? Like, people just not paying attention to their surroundings. So I guess my recommendation as to, you know, not be one of those is, if you're going to take a selfie, just be aware of your surroundings. Don't do it while you're driving. Do it while you're at a at a stop sign or stoplight, if you have to. Just don't, but if you have to, do it there. If you're outside, you know, make sure that you don't have a rattlesnake next to you, because if you step on a rattlesnake, it's probably going to, you know, bite you. So just be aware of your surroundings, and then you'll be able to know what's up a lot better. Also, let's talk about our word of the week. Our word of the week is actually a fun, interesting combination of words. I was once trying to figure out the answer to this question, but I ended up learning something along the way, which is, what is it called when the land meets the ocean? It's a coastline, but there's a very specific term of it, which is called intertidal zone or littoral zone. That's the actual spot where the land meets the ocean, the intertidal zone. Pretty cool. So you try to use that in a conversation somewhere. I don't know. It should be pretty fun. So now we're going to go into some random facts, starting with does my computer work? Yes, it does. What year was the inventor Alexander Graham Bell born? The answer is 1847. Marvel Comics was acquired by which major media and entertainment company in 2009? The answer, of course, is the Walt Disney Company. In 1976, which is the American bicentennial, Summer Olympics were held in which city? Montreal is that city. The capital of the U.S. state of Kansas is Topeka. Whose likeness is depicted on the Purple Heart Award? George Washington. What character is best known for their phrase, "What's up, Doc?" That'd be Bugs Bunny. We got three more. From which country did the smorgasbord originate? That's Sweden. Above 5,000 feet, coffee beans tend to develop a high level of what? And that's acidity. And in what game do countries play for the Venice Cup? And that's contract bridge. Those are some fun and interesting things. Some fun trivia for you while you're out and about. Maybe you can use that in order to help increase some daily knowledge, or, you know, you might be able to win a pub quiz or something like that while you're out and about. I think one thing we're going to take away from this episode is to enjoy what you're doing while you're doing it, and be careful of your surroundings while you're having fun, because it's all fun and games until someone loses an eye. So with that, we're going to leave you with our question of the week, being, what type of music do you listen to while doing house or yard maintenance or cleaning? Yeah, that's going to be our question of the week. As always, you can interact with the show on Facebook, Did You Know with Ryan O. You could tweet at us at Did You Know Ryan O. You can always shoot us an email with any questions, comments, or concerns pertaining to this particular podcast or things in general. DidYouKnowRyanO@gmail.com. Don't forget, while you're out there, find your awesome, hold on to it, and share it with the world. I've been Ryan O, and we'll see you next time.